WTTS. On demand.
It's 92.3 WTTS. I'm Craig Shank with Mark Foster of Foster the People. They're on tour now in support of the debut album Torches. The band's been around for a couple of years now, and people may know you for that, but what are some of your earliest memories of music or experiences performing? I heard that you know a little bit about classical piano.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up playing classical piano. I think I started taking lessons when I was 3, and then I sang for the Cleveland Orchestra and their children's choir from like 10 to 14. So I think that's probably the foundation musically, you know, for me.
And you were actually a solo performer before Foster the People started. You were in a couple bands as well. But what prompted you to get back into the band format rather than performing solo?
I had a couple projects. So the solo stuff was just me and an acoustic guitar, so I could show up anywhere and just play. And I liked that, but it was more, you know, Americana stuff, and it's a completely different style of music. But when I would go home, and I had my home studio there, and I'd be writing, you know, orchestral, electronic, super melodic songs that were beat driven and kind of glitched out, and I guess that was kind of the seed of Foster the People before we had a band. So I had all these songs that I couldn't play by myself. Definitely couldn't play with an acoustic guitar, and that's what prompted me to start the band.
Yeah, and you mentioned that the album and the band is a little heavier on electronics, but hearing some of the songs performed acoustic on some videos online, they hold up pretty well when you strip those elements away. Is that something that you'd like to try with Foster the People down the line, or do you think you'd continue with the electronic approach on any future albums?
No, I definitely want to work in my more organic side of songwriting into the project. I think the next record will probably have some more of that. But I'm not sure, you know, it's hard to say, because I love pushing the envelope of music and, you know, pushing the boundaries of electronic music. So there's, you know, there are both sides to my writing, and I'd like to get to a point where people are familiar with both of them.
It's 92.3 WTTS. I'm Craig Shank with Mark Foster of Foster the People, and you were nominated for a couple of MTV Video Music Awards, and you're kind of within that age where you're likely to have some experience with MTV informing what you know about music or kind of how music is presented visually. Did you have any expectations about what that award show would be, and were you at all surprised by the reality of it?
I think we were all kind of taken back by the nominations and didn't really know what to expect with the awards show, but it was pretty fun. It was fun just being there, you know, and there were some good performances. You know, got to see Adele sing, which was, you know, always captivating. So, yeah, it was a good time.
And this weekend you'll also be on another television show, Saturday Night Live. How did that come about, and what do you know about the preparations and taping of the show at this point?
I don't really know much. You know, they contacted us, you know, I think a month and a half ago and asked us if we wanted to do it. And, I don't really know anything other than there's a rehearsal, and then we put it up on Saturday.
Yeah, so a fairly quick turnaround, and there was a teaser video posted online. It seemed like there was some discussion about some sort of surprise. Is there anything that you can tell us about that at this point, or is it just going to be a surprise Saturday night?
I can't really say much about it, but yeah, there's definitely a surprise during Houdini, so we're playing Pumped Up Kicks in Houdini, and I think Houdini's second, and that's when the magic's going to happen.
It's 92.3 WTTS, Craig Shank with Mark Foster of Foster the People, and this isn't the only musical project you've been involved with recently. And speaking of New York, you helped write a little bit for the Spider-Man Broadway show. How did you get involved with that?
I got contacted by a producer called Alex the Kid, who, you know, he wrote like the B.O.B. Airplane song and Dr. Dre's new single, and he's kind of a more of a hip-hop guy. I don't know, hip-hop and pop. He brought me in to write some songs for other people, and that was one of the songs that we worked on. There was already there's already things happening in the song, and I kind of came in and ended up doing some stuff on it.
And did you already know Reeve Carney, or have you worked with U2 and Edge in the past, or are you just familiar with their work from hearing it elsewhere?
Well, it's funny. I mean, it didn't come through Reeve. I've known Reeve for a long time. I don't even think he knew I was working on it, and I didn't know that he was working with Alex the Kid. It just happened to be one of those things. And then it's funny enough, oddly enough, we ended up hanging out with Bono and the Edge when we were in Dublin, and got to, you know, just had dinner at Bono's house, and But I hadn't known him before that. So just kind of one of those things.
It's 92.3 WTTS. Craig Shank with Mark Foster of Foster the People. They're in Indianapolis ahead of their show at the Vogue tonight. And there's one song in particular on Torches that seems to resonate with a lot of people. It's Pumped Up Kicks, and it has a darker tone than it might seem on the surface. What prompted you to write the song, and does it bother you that some people might misunderstand what you're trying to get across in your music?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I write a lot of songs in character through the eyes of other people, and a lot of times I'm attracted to people that are going through kind of tough times in their life. And so, you know, I wrote that song, you know, because I was burdened by, you know, the teen violence and the bullying that's been going on in this country for a while, and I wanted to write about that topic, and that was kind of the angle that I chose. And the fact that people misunderstand it, I think that always is going to happen when you write something that's somewhat subversive. Hopefully they can see everything else that we're doing as a project and realize that, you know, realize where we're coming from. And, you know, where we're coming from is, you know, a very compassionate place. And we just started a charity on this tour called the Do Good Bus. It's followed us around in every city that we've stopped in, and has done something with a local charity every day. We raised $120,000 to put that bus on the road with us. And so that's been really rewarding. And I mean, even, you know, just down to the band name, Foster the People, it's something that we've talked about, you know, since from the very beginning, which was, you know, wanting to go out and help people and not just make music selfishly. So that's what we're all about.
And it seems like a lot of people understand that message and are getting something out of your music. You've been getting a lot of praise for the album Torches, but I'm sure on the other side of that, there's also some naysayers of people who don't understand or appreciate what you're doing. Have you found that any of the criticism or negativity towards you is difficult to stomach sometimes?
I don't really care. You know, there's always going to be someone that doesn't like what you're doing. And the more a project grows or the bigger something gets, you know, the more critics you're going to have. They're going to want to knock it down. But we don't focus on that. You know, we're focused on the music. We're focused on playing good live shows and helping people. And, you know, if someone wants to have a negative attitude towards it, that's fine. They can, you know, that's fine. It's just, you know, it's water off a duck's back.
And it seems like the song Call It What You Want sort of addresses that. Was that the intent of that song in particular?
Yeah, I mean, a bit, you know. Yeah, I just think society's always trying to put us into boundaries. And not us, but everybody, you know, is trying to categorize everything. And if it doesn't fit in this certain box, then people want to destroy it, because they just don't understand it. And it's something that is upsetting to me. It's something that's been going on in art, you know, for centuries. You know, even looking back at Van Gogh and you know, all the impressionists and everything that they were trying to do, they weren't accepted, and you know, the guy ended up killing himself. That's happened over and over and over again. So you know, I think it's beneficial to go against the status quo and to try to do something different and to try to go against the grain. That's what I think pushes culture forward and helps people to evolve.
So is that what you would hope people take away from your album or your live performances? What overall, I guess, do you want people to get from the Foster the People experience?
Honestly, like, I think the thing about the music that I like to make is that it's joyful music. And so, you know, hopefully someone can come in, you know, maybe they had a bad day at work or whatever, and then come to our show and they walk away with a smile on their face. I think that's a big win at the end of the day, even if it sounds like a small thing.
It's 92.3 WTTS. I'm Craig Shank with Mark Foster of Foster the People. They're on tour now in support of the debut album Torches. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
WTTS. On demand.